The Battle of Stamford Bridge. You know, I've been doing some podcasts recently on the Norman Conquest. Actually, we haven't gotten that to the Conquest yet. That's coming soon. But all of the material leading up to it. And this is our last warm-up before the Battle of Hastings. The Battle of Stamford Bridge is, of course, the battle where the other claimants to Edward the Confessor's throne are removed from contention. Remember, Edward the Confessor dies, and we have Harold Godwin, or Godwinson, who has elected the Anglo-Saxon King of England, and of course then there's William the Conqueror, who has a claim, and then there's Harald Hardrada of Denmark, who has a claim through Canute, and of course Harold Godwin's brother, Tosig, who wants the job too. So Harald Hardrada gathers up an army, gets anywhere between 250 to 300 ships and approximately 15,000 men, and sails towards England. Along the way, he joins up with Tosig, who only brings 12 little small ships with some support, and King Malcolm comes along. On September 18th, 1066, this armada lands at the Humber estuary. And then 2 days later, on September the 20th, they fight the Battle of York. Now, unfortunately, you know, of course, York is one of the most important towns in the northern part of England. And the earls in the region were unaware that King Harold was marching north to deal with the Danes. They didn't have any communication. So Mongfer of Northumbria and Edwin of Mercia lead out between 7,500 and 8,000 men. They're heavily outnumbered, and fought, and of course ended up losing pretty handily. Now, the city of York is not immediately taken over. There is a significant negotiations time. There's about 4 days of negotiations between the town of York and Tosig and Hardrada, because they didn't want to spend an extended amount of time besieging the place, and so they offered really generous terms. I think they exchanged some hostages, and it would become kind of their key base. And, you know, it's September the 20th, 24th, and Hardrada has no idea that within 24 hours, the main army of Anglo-Saxon England is going to show up. So once this deal with York is settled, he splits his army into two parts. The part of the army stays with him at Stamford Bridge. The other half is sent to Rycall with the ships, and they send back most of the heavy armor. They didn't feel like they needed their heavy armor. Well, unbeknownst to him, King Harold's army, and that's estimated anywhere between 10 and 15,000, if not more, have covered over 200 miles of terrain. This is at 20 to 23 miles a day. That's an incredible pace. And now they're showing up. Well, Hardrada is really caught between a rock and a hard place. He has half as many men as he needs. He's not heavily armored at this point. Is only really, well, he has two choices. He can go ahead and retreat back and join his other men, or he can take up a defensive position. And he chose to do neither. And he said there. Tosig did send three riders to send them to get the people back up there as fast as they possibly could. Unfortunately, by the time the reserves arrived, Harold is dead. King Harald Hardrada, 6'8", huge guy. He's killed. He's killed with an arrow through the neck. That's the majority of the stories agree on that. There's still a couple of people claiming he was whacked with an axe, but I don't think anybody was tall enough to hit him that high. And then he dies, and then Tosig does a good job of trying to reorganize the Viking shield wall, and he asks for terms, but he's not going to get terms. So by the time the Viking force that had been at Rycall comes north, Tosig's dead, Hardrada's dead, and then Harold finishes that group off. Only 20 ships went back to Denmark of the 250 to 300 that arrived. And of course, the main thing about the Battle of Stamford Bridge is, of course, 19 days later, he's going to have to fight. Harold Godwin is going to have to fight William of Normandy at Hastings. So now he will have to turn his forces around and march back down to the south. So it was a very prestigious victory and an incredible march, but now he's going to have to repeat it. And it's amazing that at the Battle of Hastings that the Anglo-Saxon forces fought as well as they did because of the amount of terrain that they're going to end up having to cover. So Stamford Bridge is a real help for William at Hastings, because it's a tough battle, as you'll find out in a few days. As far as sources, there's an article that appeared in Military Heritage in December issue of 2005. It's written by a person named Klein, and it's a real short, it's a little 5-page article about the whole background of King Harald Hardrada, who's referred to as the Land Waster. And it's really nice. And if you don't subscribe to that magazine, it has good stories every month. Otherwise, we have the books Hastings 1066, The Fall of Saxon England. Any book on Hastings will deal with the Stamford Bridge battle. Another one is 1066, The Battles of York and Stamford Bridge and Hastings by Marin, M-A-R-R-E-N. So I hope you enjoyed that. Don't forget to come by SummaHistorica.com. Make your own CD or buy the first 6-month collection. Thank you very much.